This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. Two Palestinian men died Sunday from gunshot wounds from Israeli security personnel in two recent incidents, the Palestinian Health Ministry says. The deaths were announced after Israeli police sealed up the East Jerusalem home of a Palestinian attacker who killed seven people and wounded three others outside of a synagogue. Bomb-carrying drones targeted an Iranian defense factory amid heightened tensions in the Islamic Republic, AP correspondent Sarah Nafa reports.
The Iranian Defense Ministry offered no information on who it suspected carried out the attack, which came as a refinery fire separately broke out in the country's northwest and a 5.9 magnitude earthquake struck nearby, killing three people. However, Tehran has been targeted in suspected Israeli drone strikes amid a shadow war with its Mideast rival as its nuclear deal with the world powers collapsed. Meanwhile, tensions also remain high with neighboring Azerbaijan after a gunman attacked the country's embassy in Tehran, killing its security chief and wounding two others. Details on the Isfahan attack remain scarce. A defense ministry statement described three drones being launched at the facility, with two of them successfully shot down. A third apparently made it through to strike the building, causing minor damage to its roof and wounding no one, the ministry said. I'm Sarah Nafa.
Russian shelling of residential areas in Ukraine's southern city of Kherson left at least three people dead, local authorities said Sunday. In the Zaporizhia region, also in Ukraine's south, Russia-installed officials said four people were killed in a railway bridge strike that they blamed on Ukraine. Final preparations were being made at a cathedral in Kinshasa on Sunday, ahead of Pope Francis's visit to the Democratic Republic of Congo. His long-awaited visit to the country and South Sudan next week comes after he postponed an earlier trip late last year that originally included a stop in the volatile